Childhood bliss marred by tragedy and abuse. Dreams and reality inextricably linked by fate. Or are they? Night Terror Narratives, Episode 2, begins now. Emma, her mom called. Time for lunch. Emma sighed. But Mom, I'm not done playing. I know, dear, but we have to eat. Your dad will be home soon. He's coming home early so we can go to the zoo, remember? Yay, we get to see the foxes, Emma exclaimed. Foxes were Emma's favorite animal. She had a stuffed fox her parents had given her for her birthday. How about we name it Edmund, her dad asked. Emma thought the name was silly. I'll call him Eddie, she said. Eddie slept by her side every night to protect her from scary dreams. He went everywhere with Emma. They were inseparable. Before Emma had a chance to finish her sandwich, her dad walked into the kitchen. Daddy, she exclaimed as she hopped down from the kitchen chair and ran to hug him. Hi, Ems, he said. I hope you've had a good morning. Are you ready to go? Yes, yes, yes. Can I bring Eddie, please, Daddy? Of course, honey. We'll just have to be careful not to get him wet since it rained this morning. Now, go get your rain boots so we can put them on. Okay, Daddy, Emma said as she scooped up Eddie and ran to her room. She quickly threw open the closet doors and grabbed the rain boots off the floor. She ran back into the kitchen and slid them on. Grabbing Eddie, she and her parents started out the door. Emma was so excited she began to run to the car. But the wet driveway and clunky rain boots caused her to trip and fall. She scraped her hands and knees when she hit the ground. Emma cried out in pain as the scrapes began to burn. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Let's go back inside and get you cleaned up, her mom said. After tending to her scrapes, Emma's mom tenderly kissed her on the forehead. I'm sorry, dear. I know that hurt. I don't want it to hurt, cried Emma. I know. Mommy and Daddy don't like it when you get hurt either, but we'll always be here to help it go away. Emma's mom wiped away her tears, kissed her cheek, and said, Come on, we've got some foxes to see. Yay, foxes, said Emma. They headed out the door and started off to the zoo. On the way, it began to rain. Emma was worried that they wouldn't get to go to the zoo. Luckily, by the time they arrived, it had stopped. After making their way into the zoo, Emma asked, Can we please go see the foxes first? Please, please, please? Sure, Ems, her dad said. Seeing that the zoo was emptier than usual because of the recent rain, Emma's parents allowed her to run ahead of them a short distance. Emma was hopping from puddle to puddle, taking advantage of wearing her rain boots. Be careful, Emma, her mom called. Emma saw the fox exhibit and began running toward the railing. Slow down, Ems. We don't want another accident, called her dad. Emma climbed up to the railing and saw a fox trotting her way. The fox came as close to the rail as it could and sniffed the air. Hi, fox, Emma shouted excitedly. The fox was startled and turned to face Emma. It stared for a moment and then let out a sound Emma had never heard before. It was like a scream. The sound frightened Emma. The fox screamed again. As Emma tried to back away from the noise, she stepped off the curb of the railing, hurting her ankle. As she began to fall, everything began to slow. She could see Eddie slowly falling through the air beside her. Eddie seemed to become older and more worn as he fell through the air. They landed into a large puddle of water and slammed into the concrete below. Her vision faded into a murky darkness as she could hear her parents crying out. Another violent bang shook her as if Emma had hit the concrete all over again. As her vision returned, she could see a pinprick of light beaming through a small hole. She looked around quickly, desperately trying to make sense of her poorly lit surroundings. She could only hear a loud ringing and faint noises in the distance. Emma saw Eddie lying next to her, but he was different, worn. Part of his stuffing was sticking out of his nearly flat body, and he was missing a small, beady eye. She snatched him back into her arms. The wetness she felt on his fur made her notice that she was wet as well. There was a puddle under her that smelled like urine. Another jolting blow caused Emma to hurriedly sit up. When she did, the top of her head hit something hard, dazing her. The sudden shock of pain rippled through her. She noticed her bruised and scraped hands. Where am I? Emma thought. The ringing in her ears slowly began to fade and sound rushed back in.
Wake up, you little bitch. Did you piss in your bed again? You'd better hope not for your sake.
The voice was familiar, but Emma couldn't place it. Another hard impact caused the memories to come flooding back. A trunk. She was locked in a trunk. Her trunk. The voice she heard was her foster father's. Her parents had died in the accident. A gas leak caused an explosion that brought the house down like an avalanche. She could still remember the deafening boom. The house started to sway. Terrified, Emma hid under her bed. She only remembered the creaking groan quickly building into an ear-splitting roar, then blackness. Emma awoke several days later to find both arms in casts. She remembered being so scared, crying, begging to see her parents, asking for her fox, Eddie, but no one would tell her where they were. Finally, a police officer and firefighter came into the room. The firefighter reached into a bag he was carrying. "I believe this is yours," he said kindly.
"Eddie,"
Emma said hoarsely.
"You brought him back."
Emma looked at the firefighter, who had tears in his eyes. "Why are you crying?" she asked. The officer interrupted with a choked voice.
I'm so sorry, Emma. Your parents are gone."
"Where did they go?" asked Emma.
They're dead," he said.
Emma didn't understand. "How could they be dead?
They read me a book before I went to sleep."
I'm sorry." An impact hit the trunk so hard it turned it over, yanking Emma back into reality. Emma heard the scraping of the key as it turned into the lock. She silently cried for a second. It had been years since she had been placed in foster care. She had to survive some rough places, but this was by far the worst. She was enslaved by her tyrannical, abusive foster father. If she stepped out of line in any way, she was brutally punished. Every night, she was stuffed into a trunk to sleep. The trunk wasn't very long, only a little more than half of Emma's height. She had to curl up to fit inside of it. Emma was often weak from lack of food and water. Even when water was available, she tried not to drink much, especially later in the day. She wasn't allowed out of the trunk to use the bathroom. If she had an accident in the trunk, not only did she have to sleep in it, but she was beaten for it the next day. Her only refuge through it all had been Eddie. He was the only one she could talk to. He listened to her cries of pain and sadness. He was the only comfort she had in life now that her parents were gone. Emma missed them so much. Sometimes she hated to sleep, because she dreamt of better times when they were all alive. Having to wake up, often abruptly, dragged back to her life here was more than she could bear at times. The trunk lid flew open. The intense light flooding in blinded Emma. A thick hand grabbed her by the hair, dragging her out of the box. The hand clutched her jaw.
"What did I say would happen the next time you pissed in your bed?" he growled.
The stink of beer washed over her as his hot breath invaded her nostrils. Emma had to suppress a gag.
"You're not worth the measly amount I get paid to keep you around."
I'm sorry," she whispered.
"You're sorry. You're sorry. You're not sorry, but you're gonna be."
Her foster father grabbed a cigarette out of the pack in his pocket and lit it. He stood there for a moment, taking a long drag of it. He squatted down next to her and blew the smoke in her face. The combination of stale beer and the burning tingle of cigarette smoke swirling around Emma's nostrils made her retch. Her eyes watered.
"Oh, what's wrong?" her foster father said. "Can't handle a little smoke?"
Emma wasn't sure what came over her, but she couldn't contain her utter hatred for him. She was tired of the pain, of the abuse. No matter what she did, she would be beaten. She couldn't escape. She had tried before. Her foster father caught her before she could make it to the door. He beat her within an inch of her life that day. After he was done, he dragged her over to a small step that transitioned into the living room and angled her ankle across the shallow step. He stomped down, sending a blinding, intense pain across Emma's body. She remembered screaming. The pain was intense.
"Now you won't be running off anywhere, eh?"
Even after her ankle healed, Emma had a severe limp due to it not being set properly. It hurt all of the time. Emma felt a fury building inside of her. She looked down and realized she was shaking and clenching her fist. Before she could think, she heard a voice. She didn't recognize it at first. It said,
"It's not the cigarette smoke. It's you. You make me sick." "What did you just say to me?" he said sharply. "We're gonna see about that."
Suddenly, Emma realized it was her voice. "What have I done?" she thought. But it was too late. His meaty hand grabbed Emma's jaw.
"Open your mouth."
"Mm-mm," she said. Her foster father began to squeeze. The pressure began grinding Emma's cheeks against her teeth, cutting the insides.
"Open it," he screamed.
When she could no longer resist the pressure, her mouth opened slightly. He used the opportunity to take a quick drag and jam his lit cigarette into Emma's mouth. The intense heat of the glowing cherry burned several spots on the roof of her mouth and tongue. Then he blew another round of nauseating smoke in her face.
"Are you sure it's not the cigarette smoke?"
She tried to spit out the cigarette, but he clapped his hand tightly over her mouth.
"Swallow it," he said.
Emma struggled. The smoke and intense burning in her mouth caused her to choke and gag. She clawed up at his face, grasping for anything to stop him. When she felt his soft eyelid close, she jammed her fingers in as hard as she could. Her other fingers shot forward up his nose as hard as she could manage. Emma could feel her nails digging into the soft, slimy flesh as she forced her way up. He lurched back and threw her to the ground.
"You little bitch!" he screamed.
As soon as she hit the ground, she threw up the cigarette and what little she had in her stomach.
"That's it!"
Before she could turn over, two heavy thuds impacted her on the back. With the hands gripping her shirt, she was pulled to her feet. Emma twisted in her clothes, attempting to turn around. She could see his face, covered in red, swollen scratches. Crimson blood leaked from his nose, dripping off his lips. He pulled her close to his face. Emma could see her terrified expression in the reflection of his dark, menacing eyes. Behind the reflection burned a hate-fueled rage.
"I'll make sure you regret that," he said through gritted teeth.
He grabbed Emma around the throat.
"I'm gonna squeeze the life out of your smart little mouth."
Emma gasped for breath, but none came. She couldn't breathe. The pressure in her skull was incredible. Her eyes bulged. Right as everything started to fade, his hands released.
"No, I've got something better for you."
Grabbing Emma by the hair, he shoved her into the trunk and slammed the lid. She could hear the loud scrape and clunk as the shank of the lock slid into place and locked with a loud click. Emma scrambled to Eddie and began to cry. She clutched him tight as tears rolled down her face. So many thoughts and questions were racing through her head. She didn't understand why this was happening to her. She longed for her parents, for the comfort of her arms. Why did they have to die? She had already lost so much. Why couldn't a loving family have found her? Hadn't she suffered enough? As exhaustion overcame her, her breathing slowed. Emma, eyes heavy, drifted off to sleep. She awakened suddenly to the sound of heavy footsteps. She could hear the door being thrown open and hitting the wall behind it. Emma braced for the trunk opening, uncertain of what may happen, but the lid didn't open. Looking out of the air holes that had been drilled into the box, she could partially see her foster father standing there with something in hand. As she moved her eye from hole to hole, she could just make out some rope in his hand. As she bent toward the trunk, she quickly moved her head away from the holes and shut her eyes. Just then, she felt the side of the trunk closest to her head lift and heard something slide underneath the bottom of the trunk. Emma heard a quick zip and realized her foster father was tying a rope around the trunk. The side of the trunk closest to her feet lifted and she heard the noise again. Without warning, she felt the trunk lift into the air and could see the motion out of the holes. Being jarred around, it was difficult to see where she was going, but she recognized the rooms of the house as they passed. The trunk hit the floor with a hard bump. Emma could see an open door. Then, trees. She could see trees. Though it was dusk, she could just make out their features. It had been so long since she had seen them, they stole her attention away from her situation. She smelled the cold, crisp air outside. It was enough to make her press her face up against the holes so she could enjoy a few more breaths. She remembered loving the outdoors when she was little. She spent most of her time outside playing in the gentle breeze that would move among the trees. The trunk lifted and she began to move again. Emma could see an old truck with the tailgate down. As she got closer, she could just make out a ratty old tarp. The trunk was tossed into the bed of the truck with enough force to hurt her side. Looking out of one of the holes, she saw the tarp come up, then darkness. She heard the squealing of the truck door as the hinges protested to being opened. Then, the high-pitched squeak and bang as it was slammed. The old motor started up after a few tries. Emma could feel the vibrations of the truck as they started off down the gravel drive. As they slowed at the driveway's end, she could feel her body's need to lean up against the side of the trunk as the truck turned onto the adjoining road. As the truck picked up speed, she could hear the tarp began to whip around and Emma felt the air rushing in. It was piercingly cold. After many twists and turns on the road, Emma heard the squeak of the brakes bring the truck to a stop. The truck door creaked open. She didn't know how much time had passed. Emma was shivering from enduring the biting wind. Abruptly, the tarp was torn down. Through the dark, she couldn't see much, only the red glow from the truck taillights. Emma could hear a loud droning noise. She heard an owl screech in the distance. From one side, the truck began to slide forward. After a brief moment, it stopped. The old tailgate clicked and fell with a slam. She could see her foster father, standing there for a moment, staring. She was sure he couldn't see her face, but it felt like he was peering right into her eyes. Reflecting the red from the taillights, his eyes somehow looked more intimidating than before. He bent forward and closed the distance to the trunk and whispered,
"I told you I had something better in store."
He grabbed the trunk and slid it close to his face, glared for a moment, and picked it up. Emma could feel being carried a short distance. As the trunk rested, it tilted on something. She could feel herself leaning toward the back of it, precariously balanced. The droning noise was much louder now. Her foster father leaned forward, still gripping the trunk. His murky black eyes stared, unyielding.
"Surprise," he said just loud enough for her to hear.
The trunk began to tumble backward. Emma rolled with the trunk and began to float within it. She couldn't comprehend what was happening. Time seemed to slow, and she thought the feeling may never stop. Without warning, the trunk hit something so hard she forced out a breath. Stunned, Emma looked around. The rushing sound was so loud she could barely think. Several small, sharp pains began to burn all over. Freezing cold water flooded into the chest from everywhere. She sat up, feeling the chest bobbing and swaying violently. She tried to push on the lid of the trunk. It wouldn't budge. She saw Eddie floating atop the water, slowly filling the trunk. Emma snatched him out of the water and held him to her chest. A sharp shock knocked the wind from her lungs as the trunk hit something solid. The impact knocked one of the ropes off and bent the lid. A quick spark of hope flashed through Emma. She pushed on the lid with all of her might, but the lock held fast on the side of the trunk. Emma heaved on the lid with every ounce of energy she could pull from her body. As she was pushing, her weight shifting caused the trunk to turn down into the water. The frigid water made its way through the lid in a torrent. The abrupt shock of icy water hitting her chest and face drove the air from her. Quickly, she tried to take a breath before the trunk completely filled with water. She searched frantically for a pocket of air. She saw Eddie slowly falling into the lid of the trunk. Emma snatched him to her chest once again and cried one last time.
"I love you."
Her body forced her to draw a breath. As she did, her mouth and lungs filled with the icy sting of freezing water. She struggled as hard as she could against it, clutching Eddie to her chest. Panic faded, replaced by a feeling of heaviness. Her arms and legs became heavier and heavier until she could no longer control them. Her eyes began to close. Emma was still. The movement of the water was all that remained.
"Honey! Honey! Are you all right?"
Emma heard a familiar voice.
"Ems, can you hear me?"
Another familiar voice. Emma started coughing. She could breathe.
How?
As she started to open her eyes, she could make out two fuzzy silhouettes. "Emma, honey, are you okay?" The shadows slowly started to come into focus.
"Mommy? Daddy?"
Emma said in surprise.
"Of course it's us, Ems. Who else would it be?" her dad said.
"You had us worried sick for a moment there." Emma began to cry. Great streaming tears rolled down her face. She looked down.
Rain boots. She was wearing her rain boots.
Emma didn't understand.
"I thought you died," she sobbed.
Her parents looked visibly confused.
"We're right here, Ems," said her father. "Let's get you out of that puddle. We don't want you catching a cold."
As she stood up, sudden pain shot through her leg.
"I'm sorry, dear. Did you twist your ankle? That was quite a fall, after all. We told you to be careful climbing up near the rail."
Out of the corner of her eye, she saw him. There was Eddie, laying on his side in the water. Emma snatched him to her chest.
"Uh-oh," her father said. "Eddie looks to have some boo-boos, too."
Emma looked down at him. A piece of his stuffing was hanging out of a ripped seam, and one of his eyes had come off.
"Don't worry, dear," said her mother. "We'll get him all fixed up when we get home.
After some rest, you'll both be good as new." As her father swept Emma up in his arms, she squeezed him so tight that her arms began to hurt.
"Are you sure you're okay, Ems?" her dad said.
"Yes, Daddy, I just want to go home."
Her mom came over, they shared a hug, and her mother kissed her gently on the forehead.
"Let's go home."
Exhausted, Emma began to drift in and out of sleep. As the world began to fade, she felt cold. She could hear the soft burbling of a creek as an owl gently cooed in the distance. Slowly, the sounds dissolved into the murky darkness.